My breath catches in my throat as the blindfold closes around my eyes and the knot goes tight at the back of my head. It's like you always tell me, you don't want me to see what you're about to do with me, with my body. You want me to sense it. I feel your warm breath wash over my neck and shoulders as you begin to trace kisses up towards my chin, my cheek, my mouth. My lips part, and our tongues dance together eagerly as you slowly run your hands up and down my lush figure, exploring every curve, memorizing every little detail of my womanly form. You shift behind me, and I draw in a ragged breath as your hands cup the underside of my breasts, your thumbs tracing teasing circles around the areolas, causing my nipples to tense up just before you reach farther up and pinch them hard, eliciting a delighted squeal of surprise from me, the perfect blend of pain and pleasure. You turn my face towards you and press your mouth against mine again, slipping your tongue inside once more. One hand still cupping and playing with my breast, while the other sinks down below my waist. My breath hitches again as you brush against the front of my panties, and my body reacts, instinctively pushing and rubbing against your hand as you slowly and sensually run it up and down against the thin, lacy fabric of my underwear. I inhale sharply and begin to quiver as you move my panties to the side, just far enough to allow your fingertips to graze against my slick, wet folds. You can feel how excited I'm getting, how eager. My breathing becomes more rapid, and my face grows flushed. My body is already begging for release. But you don't let me have it. Not just yet. You withdraw your hand, and this time, the moan I exhale is one of disappointment, of frustrated need. I bite my lip and whimper, signaling my desire for relief. I can feel you watching in delight. Patience, my love, you tell me. There's no hurry here. Time has stopped for us, and all that matters in this infinite moment that we share is your pleasure and mine. You will have your release soon, I assure you. You wrap your arms around me again, breathing in my sweet scent, savoring the moment. We share another passionate kiss as you run your hands up and down my naked body, causing me to shiver with anticipation before you gather my long hair in your fist, weaving it into a tight tail before pulling at it hard and growling in my ear, reminding me of whom I belong to. All I can do at that moment is whimper in agreement and in pleasure. You ask me, do you want more? I whimper back, yes, more, I beg. And though I can't see it, I feel you smiling at this. Good girl, you say. That's what I want to hear. You guide me to the bed, ensuring that I don't hurt myself as I slowly recline, and I wince slightly as you hold my wrists above my head, tying them to the bedpost. I sense you taking a step back just for a moment to admire the sight of me, every inch of my willing body, with all its fragile imperfections on display, completely open to you. And I feel your quiet awe at the level of trust that I am willing to show you. I know you wish you could communicate to me your innermost desires, all the things that you want to do to me, to caress, to torture, to tease me, to send me drifting off into the world of dreams in a state of rapturous bliss, to ravish and worship me forever, to ensure that I never go to sleep lonely or unfulfilled ever again. I know you wish you could tell me, but you will not or cannot, and hence actions must take the place of mere words. You get down on the bed in front of me and reach down to peel off my underwear, damp to the point of soaking through the tender fabric. I'm ready, and so are you. You lean down to kiss me in my most private, sensitive area. Your tongue and your fingers feathering the soft, sensitive flesh there. As you keep going, you're forced to grip my thighs and push them back down. It's all you can do to keep me in place as I squirm and cry out in ecstasy. It isn't long before you are on top of me, pressed deep inside of me, and we're lost in that agonizing pleasure that can only come from two bodies melting, just like ours are doing right now. With every slow thrust, you send me spiraling further into uncontrollable bliss, making my toes curl as I approach another orgasm, one of many we've long since lost count. Time fades away for us, and there is only the intoxicating delirium of our passionate lovemaking. Finally, we both collapse, and you rest atop my body as we slowly catch our breaths, spent and satisfied. Then you lean over and whisper something secret in my ear. I smile as you slowly pull away, leaving me right there, my wrist still tethered to the bedpost, and I lie there in a haze, a stupor of sexual satisfaction, letting out a contented sigh as I recall every sensation I had just experienced. Are you still there? I can't tell. Maybe you've already left the room. Maybe I'm all alone now, in the dark, still tied up. So available, so helpless. Or perhaps you're still there, right there in front of me, watching my chest rise and fall as I gradually come down from my state of euphoria, watching me as I let the pleasant fatigue of my afterglow overtake my senses, watching and running your eyes across every well-loved curve of my figure as you ponder what you want to do with me next.